pictures of the market's
pants.
Oh, it's about to get ugly. Is it hurt? Is he hurt? Is it like people probably paying rent? Not yet. That's coming.
That matches what's on the computer. That's the updated one.
We're starting.
That's the updated. This is one I left for you. Just my one staple. So that you knew it was there.
Please tell me he doesn't have any sort of like adjustable rate mortgages.
Well,
I hope not. Okay.
A lot of the great cuts.
That's good.
Hey everybody, we're going to be starting in a few minutes, but if there's anybody that wants to speak tonight, you need to fill out
scribbles
the form
to see you,
and you have an opportunity to address the board. Okay.
Huh? Haven't seen him yet.
So your email presentation.
Yes, he did. Yes.
So we have one, but
he's not here. So we'll see if he shows. Here, Walt.
All your things like this. Is that the answer where you realize it's going to be as ugliest point this summer? That's what his prediction is. I don't know. You're in accounting too. You guys, you're a finance guy.
Just maybe spring.
Spring. Do you think basically then, like, a little earlier?
Amber,
this
how
time
you
doing?
Is
gonna be like
good.
The kind of fallout. Yeah.
Before people start.
Yeah.
Before people start freaking out. Kroger and police are in the I mean, it's where else they're not all starting yet.
That's what happens, right? I mean, everything comes. It's almost circle around.
And again, everybody's coming.
Interesting time, that's for certain. You're gonna be backwards, aren't they? Big time. Brutal.
Hey, Carol.
So some of the ones that were at the top of the market.
Brutal. I wasn't one of those.
All right, this is probably sexist of me, but I needed a female's help with this. Could you sign Mary Isaac's name to these?
Is it ISAAC?
It's written down there just to make sure. I think it's two A's and a C. ISAAC.
Can it just be handwritten?
That can work. Either way.
Just like he's buying and renting.
We've got the gamut.
It's everything.
Yeah, it's perfect. Thanks. You're the greatest. Appreciate it.
I've been in trouble for
the houses that we're turning to rentals. We got houses.
How we doing, guys? Are you guys here for your class or for Mr. Frazier or both? For class?
Yeah, I mean, you name that word.
I think we got one other.
Yeah,
one more back there.
He's never class.
Ryan as well.
He's
yes.
a kid.
Yeah.
He's a student.
So. You're here for the social studies class?
Rental assistance is kind of a dangerous thing.
Nice shoes, by the way.
Or is it guaranteed money?
Pay attention this time.
It's guaranteed.
Oh, guys. You got to make it fun when you can. All right. We got 1 minute to go here, sir.
For sure.
Shows before that point, I'll let you know that I don't I'm going to see him right now.
Okay, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's stand up, say the Pledge of Allegiance for the September 19th regular school board meeting. Please remain standing. We're going to have a moment of silence for Mr. Mark Frazier. Until about who we were praying for, but if somebody in this room doesn't know who Mark Frazier was, then you missed one hell of a guy. Okay, we're going to go on. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac.
She's been excused.
Yes. Mr. Dahmer?
Present.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Present. Okay, we need to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. And we have some presentations.
We have one presentation tonight, Mr. Obert. I'm going to introduce Lisa Way, our head cook. She has a very brief presentation for us. It's one of those things that's required by law. She has to certify our food services. So, Lisa, come on up to the podium, if you would, please.
Good evening. I'm here to report that we are in compliance with the USDA and the USDA Smart Snacks rules. Anything that is sold in our cafeterias is following the USDA rules. All menus follow calories and sodium requirements of all information is listed on our website. Thank you.
I have one comment, Lisa.
Yes.
Periodically, if I find somebody has graduated from our district or somebody is attending our district, it can be a student or a parent, I ask them what they think and where we could improve. And being 71, I've heard some answers.
Okay.
But it was 2 weeks ago, for the first time, this student explained to me that they really enjoyed the food and that it was top notch. And she was sincere.
Well,
I just wanted to pass that on. That was the first time. So, yes.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the board? Okay. Anything else, sir?
Nope. No, sir. That concludes the presentation. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Public participation.
Is that his name?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have one individual.
Stephen Price?
Yes.
Come up. And, of course, you have 3 minutes once you get there.
I understand that. No,
thank
I'll
you, sir.
Short.
No problem. Thank you.
So, had some issues enrolling my kid into Hamilton due to some court paperwork and the technicalities and drama behind that. Worked with Josh Conley and then later Mark Tyler. What made me and Mark Tyler's interaction very unique was he went out of his way, explained the process to me. And when I mean he went out of his way, I mean he called me on the phone and he discussed with me for about a little over an hour and educated me. I mean, he could have made it a 10-minute conversation and left it short and brief, but he felt compelled to give me all the technicals. And a guy like me, that's what I appreciate. That's what I do for a living. That's what I thrive on. What also made my interaction with Mark Tyler very unique positive was when the court paperwork went through, he actually called the judge to expedite and get the court copy over to the school. So now my son's officially a Hamilton Ranger. Thank you, Mark. Kudos to you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not trying to bust your bubble or anything, but just because you kept on the phone with you for an hour.
Is there anybody in this room that didn't know that was gone? Come on.
I don't know if I would feel real special.
But the judge thing.
Yeah.
The court thing.
Mr.
Judge
Albert
was like 10, 12 minutes. It was.
Mr. Albert, real quick, I just want to thank him for, you know, coming to us with the positivity. You know, a lot of times, you know, public participation, you know, we're not getting the good things that our employees and people are doing. So I just want to reach out, you know, not only for coming forward and being here with the public participation, but to also give the thanks to, you know, the entire staff that was able to help. So
I'm an administrator of a different sort, and I'm used to the criticism and the negativity. So
sure,
it's always good to bring out positive things when they're doing something right.
Okay,
thanks
moving
so much.
On. We'll go to board's report. Mrs. Clark.
Thank you, President Obert. I just want to, first of all, say how proud I am of our district employees and students. It seems like we are off to a really good start this
mm-hmm.
school year. Things feel normal, and kids are happy, and teachers are happier, I feel, than they've been, you know, over the struggles of the last couple of years. So it's great to see that. And things are starting to get back moving in the legislative world, but not a lot yet so far. Really, I did want to mention that I have had some conversations with other members of the Central Ohio School Board Alliance that I'm a member of, and am working with a couple of them to draft a resolution as we had kind of preliminarily discussed. I threw out that at our last board meeting, had a meeting with some of those people and discussed it with them, and several of them were on board with it too, but there's like, I'm like one of the only non-lawyers on that call, so they wanted to take a hold of it and make sure it was like legally good, and I was like, absolutely, yes, thank you. So I'm gonna work with them on that and hopefully have that to bring to you all soon. One of them did share that in their district, and I can't remember which one, but I can look at the minutes, Mr. Tyler, if you would like
sure.
more information or want to look into it. But they talked about how they were able to, using the free and reduced lunch money that we get for students who qualify, kind of recalibrate their, and we're doing great things, so I don't want to mess up
sure.
our good food that we have going, but they were able to like look at things and you know, go with different vendors for food to make it so that their program was able to be fully funded by that money that was just coming in from the government,
mm-hmm.
So that they were essentially themselves providing free lunch for all students, even without the state or the federal government stepping in to provide that funding. Obviously, we have less money than a lot of these districts, so I have no idea if that's something that we would even be feasible, but I wanted to bring it up because
sure.
I thought that was pretty cool that they were able to do that. And if that's something that we could do or even partially do to reduce our prices or anything to help our families and make sure that kids have good nutrition and access to meals at school, I think is anything we can do for that is good. I also just wanted to bring to your attention that there's a lot of things happening at the state school board level. I won't get into it all, but it's a lot, and it could have a lot of ramifications. So be watching that closely.
Title IX.
Yeah, be watching that closely, and if it's something that you feel strongly about or passionate about, be prepared to speak up about it, because it will
mm-hmm.
potentially become a pretty intense issue. And our students definitely need protection, so I would definitely advocate for that. I think that concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Clark is the legislative liaison for our district, and that's why she reported on the State House and the State Education Board. She reviews the laws and she comes back and explains things to us, and then Mark gets things from the state organization also. So just in case you were wondering why she was explaining so much, that was part of her position. Mr. Schutte.
No, nothing at this time.
Okay. Mr. Dahmer?
First, we'll start out with this Wednesday is going to be Volley for the Cure. Mm-hmm. I know it's a huge passion within our school to raise money for a great cause with Coleman. We bring a lot of excitement around a very sincere, I can't even think of the right words, but again, our district has done a lot with, you know, the Race for the Cure, you know, and raising money. And I know we have a representative, she's been a volunteer clear up to the national level, recognized with us. But I did want to bring up that I think JV starts at, what, 5:30? Or 5:30-ish, varsity will start, you know, 20 minutes, or is it 20 minutes still in between matches? 20 minutes after that. So anybody who's able to attend, it's a great event. I know we bring a lot of students. The pep band might be there, again, to showcase some of the stuff that our band is even doing. Next is fall sports. I know we're off to a great start with a lot of that. I want to thank the athletic department for week two of our schedule. I know they put a lot of time and effort into that, trying to get a game scheduled with, you know, Independence not being able to play, and then Bexley, you know, unfortunately having an outbreak, and then, you know, just.
I'd almost forgotten about that. It's a really, really sore spot, buddy. But it was great work by the athletic department.
Again, everybody involved, you know, from AD down to, you know, Mrs. Sewell to, you know, the coaches trying to scramble at that point to try to get our kids, you know, one more game, trying to get the band on the field one more time. I want to thank everybody with that. That kind of leads into, you know, I've been to a few football games, marching bands looking really good. Let's keep on the kids and keep them moving forward. I know they got some competitions coming up. Hopefully we get some good marks and hopefully can get qualified for the state competition again. Other fall sports in general, I know, you know, cross country, you know, they're out there running. Volleyball's off to, you know, a decent start, I'm assuming, from what I've seen. Football, you know, sitting at 2-2. So congratulations to all the coaches to getting to this point. Let's just continue to finish the season strong. I know soccer, I think, is playing today. I think Yes. Middle school's out there, and then high school will follow that after this meeting. So secondly, I want to congratulate all our graduates that are playing collegiate sports at this time. I know we've got a number of volleyball players. You know, we've got... Some cheerleaders and stuff like that. I know we got a volleyball player down at Ohio Christian University, two of them down there now. And then I know Sarah Sue's been able to step up and take a big step in being able to play a lot up at the Ohio State University. Also, Mary Isaac asked if we could mention Mandy Keller. She made the all-girl cheer team down at Ohio State. So again, a lot of good things coming from our athletes at the next level. Again, you know, they have to be student athletes also, so, you know, that's a big step for them. I didn't realize we had as many people that continued their drama career. I want to send my condolences to, you know, all Mr. Frazier's family, loved ones, everybody he touched at the district, but I didn't realize we had as many drama graduates that are even continuing, you know, at the next level from that. If it's okay, President Obert, I'm going to go ahead and get into the student liaison report.
Okay.
Coach Morbitzer, Mr. Coach Morbitzer, I should say, he sent me something today. And again, going back to sports, a coach that impact you'll always be a coach, at least in my eyes. Whether it's, you know, 1 year, 2 years, you're always going to be a coach in my eyes. Again, I want to send that out to all the coaches. You will always be a coach. Today he sent me a report. As part of a long-range plan to be a green ribbon school district, Mr. Morbitzer asked Mr. Corey O'Brien to work with his environmental science students and environmental club to recommend a green initiative. Mr. O'Brien and his students advocated for refillable water bottle stations. Mr. Morbitzer applied for a grant and was notified last week that we received the grant for at least 8 water bottle refilling stations to be installed throughout the district. Cool. So again, great work by Mr. O'Brien, Coach Morbitzer, the environmental club and environmental students being able to, you know, get our district one step closer to going green. And that concludes my report, President Ober.
Thank you. If I would have went with him first, then most of us wouldn't have had anything to say. But I was hearing some talking out here, and I don't know who's doing it, but if it isn't contained, you're going to have to leave. Just joking. You know, we try very hard as a community and a school district. This is our home, it's our reputation, and it seems like, you know, we had an employee here 5 years ago, and unfortunately he has some issues. And unfortunately, everybody keeps bringing up the fact that he was employed by us. You know, when you have some thoughts and some prayers, that individual could use them. And it's, I don't know, every time you think it's past, something happens. Brought out in the forefront again. So that individual could use you know, every prayer that you probably could give up to him. That does not mean that I have any less anger. We have a resolution. It's a resolution to name the high school auditorium after Mr. Mark Frazier. I need a motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any comments?
If it's appropriate, I'll just say briefly that, you know, we had some conversation around this, you know. There was a lot of interest in doing something to recognize Mark. We kind of went back and forth on what that would be. There was some discussion about naming the play after Mark, but it was kind of wonky. Like, how do you name a play after somebody? Like, how do you make that highlighted? And ultimately settled on the auditorium. It was well highlighted. And by the way, you know, I've been here 22 years now. Arguably, the nicest thing I've seen in my time here was his, what are we calling it, a celebration of life. I was tempted to say, you know, a funeral. It was not. It was a celebration of Mark. It was inspirational. It was funny. Could bring you to tears at times. It was absolutely tremendous. But, you know, in the wake of that and, you know, so many of the things that were said, I think we settled around the auditorium, I think, for a number of reasons. One, because Mark told us we were supposed to, right? Like, he... to anybody who would listen, someday they better name this place after me is something he was very fond of saying. Obviously, listen, I remember I was an assistant principal when that facility opened. I remember the very first, it was a band concert that we did in there. And I remember remember kind of going out and introducing, you know, the band to the community and just saying that, you know, I don't know a lot about this stuff specifically, but what I've been told is that there's nothing in this facility that's out of place. Like, every single item is here by design. Every plaque you see on a wall, every column, every light, like, everything was designed with a very specific purpose, be it sound, be it lighting, be it, you know, whatever it took to make that place as state of the art as it could be to produce the best quality shows. And you know, obviously he put a tremendous amount of work into that. But from my perspective, where I really feel comfortable making a recommendation to name this after Mark, I don't know that we actually have the facility without Mark. Okay, so I wasn't really a part in those days, like, of the design process, but I was a part of the design process for the middle school. So I was a part of, like, working with the high, school facility commission, if I'm saying that right. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. Of course, Adam, you were a big part of this at that time, but there was a lot of financial trade-off with things, and, you know, what does the community prioritize and such. And honestly, if Mark hadn't created the play to be what it was, I don't know that that's where we would have fixated to create that space. I could have seen that being like a cafetorium or something, because those are more cost effective and such. It was because we had such a tremendous drama production each year that the community and the superintendent of the board at the time felt that financial piece was justified in investing in that facility. Frankly, without him, I don't think there's even a room there. I mean, I don't know what more you can say to justify that, you know, his name belongs on it. I mean, he designed the entire thing. He practically lived in the thing. But beyond that, I just honestly don't believe we'd even had the space allotted in the facility without what he brought to the school. So that's my two cents.
Who's next? Anybody other than
Mark? I mean, Mark summarized perfectly, I think, all of the reasons why when he spoke to us each individually, I'm sure he probably got the exact same. It was not a long conversation. It didn't take any convincing. I graduated from a different high school, but I had family that came through here, and the one thing I knew about Hamilton was that they had a hell of a drama program and an amazing show that they put on every year. And that wouldn't have been what it was without Mr. Frazier. I think that he created such a foundation that legacy will continue, and our program will always be as strong as it is, but it, like you said, it wouldn't have been without his commitment to our community. And so for that, it's definitely well deserved.
I met Mark when my daughter was in Flags, and now wherever we go, when Belinda sits next to me, I'm very capable of judging how well the Flags are doing. There's not a lot of people who can do that either, I'm telling you. And we had some coaches here, won some state titles for another school district, and he was going to do this and he was going to do that. And then another fella come from another state and he had some titles, and he was going to do this and he was going to do that. And we had losing seasons until we finally picked an individual from our home here. And I used to say to Mr. Frazier, "Are you sure, Mr. Frazier, that you can't coach football?" And I must have asked him that 10 times, you know, because when my kid come home from band camp or band week, she had lost, you know, like 12 pounds. Every one of us has that certain individual, that certain teacher, or maybe more than just one certain teacher that inspires us to be our best, to overlook our handicaps. And what I witnessed the other night, if I have 5% of the people that would say nice things about me when it's over, that Mark had, I would have fulfilled a heck of a life. That man touched a tremendous amount of people. And just the love that was in that room, it just really made you proud that you was part of it. Now, we have people that work for the band, musical and all that, and I noticed you actually direct traffic also. Yeah, I came over today and you had a quite attractive hat.
That's what I wanted to be when I grew up and I can't.
I thought, damn, she even directs traffic. And Carl, anybody that does know Carl, Carl's sitting in a seat that has Carl's name on it. Because Carl comes to more school board meetings. If there's the next 50 years, I don't think we're going to have anybody come to more school board meetings than Carl. So we put his name on a special chair. So, and I understand there's some students here that is here for school credit. Mm-hmm. Why don't you stand up? Okay.
There's more than that. Stand up.
Stand up. All right. You know, you're entitled to come here whenever you want to. You don't have to be told to come here. But you were 10 seconds late. Okay. We started at 6.
Okay.
Well, I hope that this is interesting enough that you become part of it. And just see how government works. And your school board, you know, we're about as low as you can go. It's nothing but up. But if you start here at young, I mean, you know, if you got that ambition, you can move on up, okay? So thank you. Go ahead and sit down. I didn't mean for you to. I just wanted to see how many was here. And I did not want to give a report about our past employee at the same time that we talked about Mr. Frazier, because you have somebody that is, and I'm short, but he's way up there, and you got somebody that just needs help, you know, just needs help. Hopefully they can have you someplace where you can't hurt any other. Sir, would you come up here for a second? Yeah, I don't want to walk there. My back's hurting.
Okay.
I mean, true story. Would you make sure that the appropriate people get those?
Sure. Thanks.
And we thank you.
Thanks,
no,
Dan.
Thank you. And talking about my back, that is a fact. I've had some issues. These guys are pretty heavy to carry up here. Okay, treasure report.
We got to vote on
the
resolution.
Oh, we got to vote on a resolution?
Yep. Yeah, resolution.
We didn't do that already?
No.
This is a nail biter, I'm sure.
Yes.
But.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. All right. If Mary Isaac was here, she told me she would vote yes on that too. So, now treasurer report.
I just want to item the annual audit started. So this will be for the year July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2022. So they started asking for information, all the financial stuff, and so hopefully that'll be wrapped up by the due date of 12/31/22. So, but you guys. guys know that started. Always fun.
Alrighty.
From a fellow financial person, good luck.
It's not fun, by the way. It's okay.
Okay, issue number 7, financial programs. We need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Comments?
I did just want to ask if Mr. Collier could share, is there any more ESSER money that we have or are getting, or any more state like extra money that we are, CARES money, any of that we're expecting? Or I know that the one round had to be spent by the end of this month, and we've already spent.
Right, yeah, the first one had to be spent when this month, that's already spent. ESSER 2 has to be spent the next year, then ESSER 3 the following. But no, it all has to be spent like 2024. But no, now there is word that if the ESCs or if the state has more money, they may give that out to us yet, but that's just kind of the rumor mill yet, so we don't have anything in, you know, for certain yet. But no, but yeah, all the money is already kind of in our budget, you know, for teachers and then for other things. But yeah, we haven't got any, we've heard rumors we may get more money, but we haven't got anything yet. But I'll let you know as soon as we do get some.
Any other questions? We get these minutes, I'm talking to the students. We get these minutes a week before. We review them, and if we have any questions, it's not that we vote blindly on this. We actually look things up and make sure we understand it. So we'll go to roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
We're up to me.
Yeah, it's kind of Mark's turn to talk.
I'll be quick, I promise. All right.
Don't make promises when you can't keep.
You can see how long it is. Look, I never read them, but there it is. No, no, this will be short. Okay, so in just a moment, board members, I have you voting to approve, you know, a number of contracts and stuff, one of which is our new drama director, Nikki Harder. Nikki actually happens to be with us. Nikki, you want to stand up real quick and let us see you? I didn't actually expect to see you tonight. You can have a seat. I just wanted to everybody put a name with the face. So Nikki was never a question. Obviously, when you know, we were going to have to replace that position, she was the obvious choice. That's not the issue here. I wanted to, out of respect for Mark, wait a month, couple of months before we filled that position. Mark had other plans, and I think it's worth passing this along to our board and our community, just for everybody to know this. I was tempted to speak about this at his celebration of life, but honestly, probably wasn't the right mood. It was a lot lighter. I wanted everybody to know that literally Mark, the night before he passed, and I'm talking literally, folks, within about 12 hours of his passing, spent like his final hours on Earth prepping Nikki to take over and laid out for us a timeline. This is what has to get done in order for, you know, what he had made his life's work to get off without a hitch, you know, for us to meet all the timelines that needed to happen. And Nikki rushed in frantically the next day and relayed all this to me. So obviously that's the impetus here with replacing his position so soon. We could have waited a month or two from my perspective, but not from Mark's. Maybe the best compliment I could pay to that guy is I learned from him, like, look, this show must go on. I mean, that's him. I don't know, just, I don't want to go on and on about it, just rest in peace, buddy, and I wanted everybody to know that's the level to which he cared. Please, Dan, yes.
He told me numerous times that Nikki was the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He had shared that with me as well, that you know, he was assuring me we were in good hands, and she had proven that. Obviously, Nikki got the opportunity to do
a lot of that work last year, so I feel like she's well prepared. She's got a great support staff, which we'll get them on the agenda here as Nikki and I have further conversations, but we'll get them on future agendas. But we wanted to get her on tonight for the purpose of continuity of operation. I didn't want anybody to think I was being insensitive with that. So that concludes my report, President Obert. Thank you.
Okay. Need a motion to accept educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
I was just wondering, Mr. Tyler, I know that the 9.4 is something that we approve
mm-hmm.
every year.
Right.
I was just wondering, what would we have to do to be able to provide, like how extensive does it have to be? If we just offered one course, like that qualified, like what does that look like?
So honestly, we've had a lot of discussion about this recently because of the fact that we have some new courses at the middle school, and thought maybe this is an opportunity to kind of kill two birds with the same stone. Like, we have these courses, could these count? We actually have reason to believe that we might be on the right track with our career exploration course, that one might work, but it looks like we potentially need a partnership there with our career center. So we're in the process of having a discussion with them. The one thing about the waiver, I'm told, is that we could actually submit, we can submit the waiver now, but if circumstances change, we could actually go in and like unwaive it. So it's something that we're having some discussions with Career Center. It might be a next year thing, and it might be a never thing too. We were having some kind of conversations about what would it take to do that. Obviously, we've put in our stock into providing these programs at the high school. What we do a lot of with our middle school courses is try to provide so that kids are earning high school credits at the middle school to help with CCP and those kind of things. So it's something that we're looking at. I don't want to say it's not a priority. It's not a priority, though, to change what we're currently doing. Like, I would not give up some of the things we're doing CCP-wise to serve this, because I know that we're doing very well with, I mean, this, what this speaks to is the employment part of our 3Es. And we do a very good job with that once we get to the high school, obviously. I mean, it's something we really invest in. We've just chosen to go a different direction at the middle school. One of the other conversations we had is with it being a purely two grade level building, that also reduces the amount of specials that you're gonna schedule. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but we'll see. So if it fits nicely, neatly into what we value to do, then I think we have a chance, but we'll keep you posted.
And then with the revised board policy, to align it with the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I was just wondering, were there significant changes?
There's actually no changes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. Like, we're approving three policies tonight that there's actually zero change in our day-to-day. All that it is simply, and they clarified this for us in our briefing, that each time OHSAA makes a change, then OSBA has to come back and redo its policy to make it congruent with that. So for simplicity's sake, even though there haven't been any OHSAA changes that have packed these three things, they're just going ahead preemptively and saying, hey, you're going to, instead of us being specific with what OHSAA says, they're just basically amending the policy to say, refer to OHSAA.
Gotcha.
So there's nothing that we will do different as a result of what we're adopting tonight.
And we still have our district procedures, and if that were going to change, then we would be told that.
Our district procedures have to align with that of OHSAA. So bottom line, we have a number of ways to communicate that out to our athletes and such, which we do through, you know, final forms, through our student handbooks, through, you know, just a discussion at the coaches' meetings, those kind of things. There's a number of ways to communicate those things. But basically our policy now is, as opposed to having to readopt new policy when something changes, we have just said we're gonna follow what OHSAA says.
Thank you for the
clarification. No worries.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ebert?
Yes. Item number 10, personnel, certified personnel. We need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
Thank you to everyone who's willing to take on these extra roles.
Well said.
To
yes.
Provide
yes.
these opportunities for our students.
Well said.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes. Item number 11. We need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Comments? All righty. Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
I'm abstaining. I'm abstaining because the coach that you're talking about is my son-in-law. But don't think for a moment I wouldn't have him fired. Okay. Need a motion for item number 12.
So moved.
Personnel.
Second.
Comments? Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes. Okay, number, we do 13 already?
No, 13, we're on 13.
Okay, we're on 13. Classified personnel. We need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
13.1, the retirement of Mary Lutz. How
yeah.
long was she with the district? I just want
32 years. No, through today. 32 years.
32 years.
Her last day will be September 3rd.
So I just want to just say thank you and,
yes.
you know, enjoy your retirement and thank you for all the years of service to the community and to each and every student that has walked these halls.
Wait till you hear how old she is.
Yeah. Mary is 83.
Oh, wow.
She is only retiring because she's moving.
Right.
If not for that,
right.
she would, like, guys, she would work here forever. Like, love her to death. I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy. I was just about to say something. Mary is a treasure, and who knows? Maybe we see her back at some point. We're always needing subs. Maybe not driving that far every day, but now and again. Love Mary to death. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes. And I believe that comes up to, do we have a need for an executive session?
Nope. Nor any tabled items now.
No table items. Well, we need a motion to close.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
6:43 p.m.
6:43. All right. Carl, we can catch the game, buddy.
Carl.
Let's do it, man.
I love Carl King back.
Carl is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. He grew up like 10 miles from where my wife lives and all about it. Thank you, man. It was really nice of you. You didn't have to do that, but God bless you. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Aaron.
Yeah, I had two. They should have got certificates for perfect attendance. Yeah.
fund issues my son.
Called us on the way.
Thank you.
Where'd you have your government? She texted me.
Yeah, I'll probably let you come over and visit you now.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just by my name.
Carl?
I've been watching.
Thank you. Well, I'll have a good
one. Your pen? This child.
Solved, so you don't have to worry about anything. And then we all announce
no past history with this girl.
No, 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 no. More like sister.
So I got to tell you another quick story.
Can you search real quick, though, Wally? Well, here's going for
I'm just in my head. It's like, wait. I'm a little
bit. You're so bad. Thank you, sir.
Watch 11.
They're gonna tell me what they can do. In the morning, I mean, it was with me. Yeah. place your between your vertebrae. They take the pull out five of them and put four of these in. And so you have a pad.
They had I went out and watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the each
version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you take that out, they cut that out.
Do you know what really they
separate your vertebrae, and they put the spacer in. And then they put two same steel screws that screws up to the other vertebrae, and one screws down. Okay.
Every vertebrae, so you're on four, you're on all of them.
Yeah.
12, 13, 14 screws.
He's
yeah.
not going to be able to go through TSA.
No.
So